You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Hey, Robert Kelly fans. If you think Robert is funny on You Know What, Dude, you haven't seen anything until you've seen him live. You can catch Robert performing at Bananas in Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey on January 13th and 14th, at Magoobie's Joke House in Timonium, Maryland on March 15th, 16th, and 17th, and on March 23rd and 24th, Robert will be at Governor's Brokerage in Belmore, New York. For more information, go to robertkellylive.com and get your tickets now.
Hey, what's up? This is Louis J. Gomez. You're listening to You Know What, Dude, on Riotcast.com.
And then you do him doing him.
Hey, this is Louis J. Gomez. You're listening to You Know What, Dude, podcast on Riotcast.com.
How are you making fun of my voice?
I don't know.
You can't make fun of anybody else's voice.
My voice is silky and smooth, like a baby having its ass wiped with silk.
Yeah. So say one with your podcast in it, too.
All right. Hey, this is Louis J. Gomez from the Hammer Fisting Podcast. You're listening to You Know What, Dude, on Riotcast.com. Fuck Dan Soder.
Oh.
Can you do a little hi-hat and let Joe do one?
All right, Joe, let's take this from the top.
All right. Hey, this is Joe DeRosa.
Hang on, I'm going to introduce you. Do it again. Ready?
All right. Ready? All right, we hit this from the top. Let's take it from the top.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for your main performer of the evening? Please give it up for Rat Pack Joe DeRosa.
Hey, thanks a lot, everybody. This is Joe DeRosa, and I'll tell you what you're not listening to. Hammer Fisting. Because you're probably listening to You Know What, Dude, with my friend Robert Kelly, Dan Soder, and me, the cunt.
Sausage for dinner. That's awesome.
No, I didn't have sausage.
Oh, what did you have?
I don't know, Dan. But you missed out, and I'll tell you, it's a real hobo's meal that you could have fucking utilized six nights a week because it was cheap.
What was the meal?
I'll tell you privately after.
What the fuck, Joe? Just tell us.
No. All right, so all I find in the cabinet is a can of Manwich.
I always like the name Manwich. Yeah.
So I decased all the sausage, put it in a pot and cooked it like ground meat, and then made sloppy joes with just sausage.
That sounds great, actually.
That actually sounds really
good. So you did the Manwich and the...
No, brother, man. No ground meat. Straight, hot and sweet sausage.
Just sliced open some sausage casings.
Did you say brother, man?
Dude, he really did. Let me tell you something, Jack.
Fucking real, dude. If you taste this, you'll be like, I'll never eat it with ground meat ever.
Really?
Hey.
Unfucking believable.
All right, Joe. Well, here we are at the You Know What, Dude podcast. Yes, I was recording all that.
Should have been.
We'll let the people judge. You know, the people were just like us, though. They'll be listening. What a fucking dummy. Shut up. And then, oh, that is a good idea. Sausage?
Never thought of a sloppy Joe like that.
We're here. Another episode of You Know What, Dude podcast. On the Riotcast Network, we have, of course, Joe D. We have Monster Voice.
Hello.
Dan Soder. And a special guest, Louis fucking Gomez.
Hell yeah.
The...
Yeah.
such a meathead response to your name. Hell yeah. He's goddamn right, I'm in the building.
You guys, most of you are probably going, who?
most of you? Replace most with all.
Two of the four people in the room said who when I came in.
He is actually the founder and the main guy, I would say, right?
The host.
Stop talking about it like it's Microsoft. It's a fucking dictaphone podcast.
Dictaphone podcast.
Cords on his phone.
I'm the CEO. The Hammer Fisting Podcast.
Hammer Fisting Podcast, and it's on Riotcast. You're on the
part
network.
Of the team.
You're part
of the team
network.
Now.
Yeah.
It's good. I'm happy to be here. I'm excited to be here.
It's actually the MMA podcast. If you, honestly, God, and all jokes aside, and I've had other people say this to me who don't know you, and because if they did, they would fucking not say it because they know what a hunk of shit you are. But they actually said one of the funniest podcasts, MMA, because it's funny, but you guys know your shit. A lot of I'm a big fan. Joe, MMA is the fighting.
I know what it is.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah.
I just want you to think we're talking about the one with the puck.
Really?
Yeah, really, because two of my friends laughed. Yep.
They're and not your friends. You're lackey.
I won't really laugh at anything you say.
What did you used to be, Joe?
You're right.
Joe's the Jewish guy that partnered up with me to fucking take over the real mob, and then he's going to turn on me someday.
You really are dressed like a mob boss right now.
Well, I have no choice. I'm
just like a
Russian poker player.
That fucking awful Bierstein that he's drinking coffee out of. Yeah,
I should have Oreos and twist them apart. all in. It is one of my favorite podcasts is MMA. MMA podcasts, you know, too. You've been on his. Yeah. But I've listened to other MMA podcasts. Look, they're informative. They're fucking fun, you know, to listen to. Fun. That's about it. They might get a little funny. But yours is fucking hilarious and informative, and it's from fans. It's not too up there where they know fucking everything and it's all stats, and I fucking hate stats. I hate fucking stat savants who, if you don't know who did this then that night and how long and fucking, then you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Right.
You guys know what you're talking about, but you also have fun. It's a good show. You should go on it, Joe, sometime.
I don't know anything about MMA.
But see, here's the thing. I'm a casual MMA fan, and right. It's still fun. It's a great podcast to go on because you just have fun. I tried listening to a couple other MMA podcasts, and it just sucks.
Yeah,
well,
it's
they all fucking suck. They're all like,
Don't talk over us. Listen, this is the You Know What Dude crew. We tell you what your podcast is like. Go ahead, Mom. Yeah.
Now, all the other podcasts are like, they're just boring, really. Like, we try to, we try to make it at least a little more ball busty. We have a definite influence from comedians. Yeah. Like we bust each other's balls. We bring different guys in. We have fighters on too.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Most MMA podcasts suck. Yeah. We just try to make it.
And this is the funny part about his podcast is that he used to do it. Joe is absolutely right. He did it on a fucking like a Sony digital recorder. It wasn't even MP3. It was some other file format.
When I did it, it felt like I was being interviewed for an insurance claim because they had like a shitty thing on the table and they're like, so let's talk about this.
Yeah, but he would have it only in front of him. He was the best sounding on the podcast. Yeah. Everybody else would sound like shit.
Brock Lesnar? And then in the back just here.
Bobby, what do you think?
Bobby!
See, he does a good.
It's probably fucking cancer, really, by the way, guys.
It's three voices, Joe.
What, you think you have cancer?
Now, why would you say that?
I was going to call you throat cancer. It's, fuck.
Yeah, it's.
No! You beat me to it. What the fuck is wrong with you? That's such a
comic. It's my raspy cancer voice that you guys are just fucking mocking.
Maybe you just
face.
Have a polyp.
Maybe.
Well, how worse can it get if they do take out your neck?
My throat?
Yeah. It'll be your hook.
It sound like a fucking frog. Just.
Do they have to take operate on your throat?
No, dude. If I smoked cigarettes for like, I don't know, like 10 years, two packs a day. Mm-hmm. So now it's just, it's damage. It's done. If you ever heard of my mom actually for the last few years of her life could only whisper. I swear to God.
I just picture you with a fucking throat cancer and they had to put a trach in. We could just attach the mic to your neck like a lavalier. It'd be actually more convenient to do a show. It'd be easier.
You're young though. You're smoking years were in your like teens and 20s, man. It did that much damage?
I don't know, maybe. I mean, I sound different than I did when I was fucking 18, so.
Yeah, but we all do, you fucking idiot.
You think I had this gross voice when I was 18?
Dan started that voice at 7. He's like,
Mom, is dinner ready? Mom, dinner. That's my boy. That's my young boy.
You don't sound that raspy anymore, I don't think.
Yeah, maybe. Well, I stopped smoking a while ago, so.
How long you been off?
I stopped originally for like 2 years, and then I started smoking again like last summer, and I went back and forth a couple times for a few months, but it's been like 5 months now. I haven't had a cigarette.
You know what's weird is that happened to fucking Al Pacino. Al Pacino's voice in The Godfather, it was so little, whiny, girly, and then now because of smoking, it's just, you know. And I mean, I'm sure screaming too. His fucking screaming acting that he's been doing for the last fucking couple of years. But yeah, it really does take a toll. I'm on 4 months, 1 week, and 5 days today. And I
just counting down every second.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I used to fucking lose my voice once a week. And when I did the show, I would lose my voice at least by once a week. I'd have no voice. Because then after, it's not the show that kills you, because you learn how to breathe. It's the after.
It's the overselling your act.
I'm gonna back away and let you laugh at that one, because that was a good one. Fuck. Woo!
Joe really came out of nowhere. Quiet all podcast and sucker punched.
You know what sucks about that one is you can really say it right back to him if I thought of it. But you got it first. Good for you, you fucking cunt.
No, but you, go ahead. Sorry.
You know what? You bring that up, but I used to, a long time ago, really fucking run around and crazy down at the cellar back in the day. I used to sweat every time I got off stage because I would really sell the shit out of my act. And when I broke my knee is when I had to learn how to write a joke because I couldn't run around for like a
year and a half.
Wasn't
that 4 years ago?
No, that was like six. Yeah, six.
You learned how to write a joke 4 years ago.
2006. All right. 2006. I learned how to write a good joke. Yeah, I learned how to start to just talk and right. say. People give shit to you for your room down like those alt rooms. Those are the rooms where you can't run around. Yeah. You can't be fucking loud and crazy for fucking 20 minutes because you'll look like an idiot if the joke. There's nothing worse than being a fucking crazy energetic comic. And
you can just say black comic. You can just say that.
Oh, no.
It's okay. Jay, you have a Puerto Rican in the room, so.
Jesus.
Jay and I used to laugh because we started the Laugh House in Philly, and we used to laugh like about the guys that would like do these closing bits where like they ended up somehow like dead on the ground at the punchline.
Yeah.
And then there'd just be silence, and you have to like go through the standing up and dusting yourself off.
Then saying thank you.
You know, like in silence. Like it's just.
Oh, Jay has that great story about how he used to pull his pants down around his ankles. Like one of his bits. Like
Jay?
Jay
who?
Big Jay.
Oakerson.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, you're going to fucking say that part.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. They,
forgot. He's giving you a letter.
Yeah, people might want to know who the fuck you're talking about, even though they still don't. Yeah. You gave both his shitty nicknames, and they still don't know who that fat slob is. Dude,
he used to pull his pants down and get down to a thong to like, you know.
First of all, he never wore pants. He only has half pants. But go ahead.
And then at the end of it, like I guess he did a story about how he bombed with that story one time. So it's fucking, he'll like pick up all his clothes off the ground, a fat guy in a thong.
Like he just got
everyone
raped.
Just like stared at him like a loser.
So funny.
Yeah, I had that with teeth. I used to have buck teeth. And I used to go and, buh, I'm a goofy vampire. Buh. Walk into a Howard store and go, do you have a file? And one time I forgot the teeth.
That's what I was just thinking about.
I lost 10 minutes of my act. And I tried to make them. It just stinks.
Wait a second. But you used to put buck teeth in?
Yeah, he did.
Russ Meneve, you know Russ Meneve, very funny guy, really great writer.
Yeah.
He used to go on stage, take his shoes off, and do the Happy Days hug. Like where you'd fucking, like, you'd have, oh, he'd take his shoes off, and then he would do a joke where he would reach around and turn around, and like, it's like he's making out with a girl in her hands. Yeah. It was fucking appalling.
Why did his shoes come off for that?
He took his shoes off for another bit. He had another bit where he had to take his shoes off. I used to fuck a stool.
I just like the idea of before you go on stage, you're like, where are my teeth? Where the fuck are my teeth?
I forgot my fucking plastic teeth. I used to have like five of them, like extra them. Like, I tried to make teeth on a keychain after that, like so I could always have them with me.
Angel Salazar, you know who he is?
Check it out.
Yeah, I love
him. Boombox.
He's a great guy, but he does a lot of stuff like that. Like
he was the guy in fucking Scarface for you fucking cocksuckers listening. Going, who's Angel fucking Salazar? Guys, tell us more information.
He's Chi-Chi.
He's Chi-Chi in fucking Scarface. Tony, let me in, Tony.
He was in Punchline, too. He played himself.
Don't ever
interrupt
me.
And he's in Carlito's way. He's in Carlito's way,
you got to be careful with fucking Lou, because you can fucking lose. Lou's used to being in the fucking motherfucker in charge. Now he's fucking with four other alpha males, and you can see in his eyes he's ready to fuck. He's trying to hold back his rage.
Yeah. I'm not going to call Dan Soder an alpha male.
That's
fine. I'm a total beta male, and I'm fine with that.
He has the voice of an alpha male, but he is definitely fucking beta.
And you know what? And I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Angel Salazar.
Yeah, back to you, Joe.
Well, no.
I'm kidding.
Finish your story for once on this fucking, fucking clusterfuck.
All right, everybody, let Joe finish. Go.
He goes, he's Chi-Chi. Chi-Chi, get the AO from fucking Scarface, right? So he does a lot of stuff in his act where he strips down to like a thong and shit like that.
Yeah.
And once again, Jay and I were in the green room at Caroline's. Angel was on stage headlining, and there's a box under the countertop sink in the green room of Caroline's filled with different color thongs that we were just going through it going, I'm not going to do this bit tonight. I don't want to do this bit today.
He actually he had a joke in his act where he goes, any Pollocks here? And he would talk to, he would get the MC or the guy in the middle to say, because sometimes people wouldn't say, yeah, right. But he needed somebody to go right here so he could go into the joke. Uh-huh. And I was opening for him. I had to pick him up at the hotel in Boston to drive him to Nick's Kowloon. And I was all whipped up because, you know, Scarface, blah, blah, blah. I picked him up. We get there. He had a whole dressing room. I didn't even know the place had a dressing room.
Yeah.
Like, it was a comedy club with a dressing room, but we never got to use it. So I went back there. There was a whole of women's clothing and boas and undies and all this shit that he never used. He just had them set it up. I don't know why. But he needed this. So you have to say, when I say, is there any Pollocks, you'll say, okay, if nobody does it. And I'm like, all right. But I had another gig. So I had to leave. So I had to go to the other dude, Wayne Previty, who's a funny guy from Boston. I go, dude, please, just go in there. When he says, does anybody need a Pollock, just go in and say yes. And he's like, fucking you, cocksucker. All right, fine. But Wayne's he was drinking, hanging out in the other room with the other comics. All of a sudden, he hears, anybody Polish? And he just kept repeating it. He's like, why the fuck is he? Oh, shit. He runs in. He's like, I am right here. Right into the joke. Yeah. Like that. He just was, he said it over and over until
Are you sure there's no Polish people?
Any Polish people?
No
here?
Polish people.
You see Wayne running and go, right here, kid. I'm Polish.
Fuck you, dude. I'm Polish as shit. Fuck, man. That's the problem with having that fucking... I learned that very early on. One of the funniest things I've ever seen a guy say about a comic bombing, this guy, Toure Gordon, really funny comic, who started me out, one of the guys who started me out in Philly. He used to host a show every Thursday at the Laugh House, and this comic got on stage, and he did some strip routine to music, and he was in his underwear, and it just fucking bombed. Ugh. And Toure came on stage and he goes, it was like my third week doing comedy. He comes on stage, he grabs the mic and he goes, let me tell y'all something. If you standing on stage with that DJ hit it shit in your underpants and nobody's laughing, you just ain't fucking funny.
DJ hit it shit. How many fucking cocksuckers had that?
DJ
least,
hit it.
At least I never had that. I might have had teeth at the early stages, but I never said, yo, hit the music.
Hit it.
It just gave me a gross feeling.
Dude, I used to do a fucking Elvis impression. A flat out, put my arms across my chest. Elvis.
Please do it now.
That was it, dude.
Oh, he was dead?
That was the...
Yeah, he was dead. I would put my arms across my chest like I was in a casket. And then I would go, all right, guys, no, I'm just kidding. Seriously, this is my impression of Elvis Presley if he was still alive. And then I'd go, hello? Is anybody out there? It's dark in here.
I remember this shitty joke.
Let me tell you.
You start the joke with, does anybody like impressions?
Yes.
Yeah, you did.
Let me tell you, when I started doing comedy, impressions? I was booking fucking shows. I was booking shows like 6 shows a week. DeRosa was one of the guys that I booked a lot.
You had, when you first started booking, you had one of the best rooms in town. That goofy room that was used to be Studio 54 or whatever.
Yeah, Dylan's.
Yeah, that was a fucking blast.
Well, here's the thing.
Can I just say something? Yeah. I was just telling somebody about him the other day. The Lewis that we have today is a happier Lewis, thank God. Because back then when he was a little fatter and a little bigger and he used to have that trench coat and a little poorer, I think.
Yeah.
He would ask you, oh, yo, man, it's Lewis. I want you to do my room. And you'd almost be like, fuck, I got to do this kid's room. Because he's like the fucking, yeah. He's just going to come out. Dude, you said you'd do my room.
Where were you?
Where were you?
I waited for you.
Yeah, he like,
now I'm going to take a chunk of your skin off you.
Yeah, like he didn't, like, yeah, see that little spot?
Oh, please, let me tell you something. Dan, sir, if I fucking called you to do my room, you'd be there.
Yeah, I still would.
Panting in a sweat.
Yeah, when I first moved, I love doing your room.
We're talking about me. I was a professional comedian making money, and you would scare me into doing.
You had just written your first good joke. What are you talking about?
2006. Was it 2006?
It was about then. Yeah, that's when I was doing shows.
Okay,
that right. room was great. Gentlemen. I used to love doing.
All right,
it was a great room. But here's what sucked, dude. I started doing comedy, and I was hosting my shows every night. I didn't do a set for the first year I did comedy.
Thank God.
And I was fucking booking these guys. And nobody would fucking tell me that I sucked at comedy because they didn't want me to not book them. So I was going up there.
And it was your fucking presence, dude. That's what I'm saying.
You're an intimidating
you think
dude.
I was a fucking 23-year-old punk-ass kid. Nobody was afraid of me.
You were a 23-year-old fucking male pattern balding Puerto Rican that walked around with an army coat and fucking boots on with a deep voice going, dude, you want to do my fuck? Yeah, we were all scared of you, Lewis.
Nobody was scared.
I was scared of you.
Nobody.
When I first moved here, I was scared.
Nobody fucking told me that I sucked at comedy. Yeah. Because they didn't want to not get booked.
We're telling you now.
I spent fucking 3 years doing horseshit jokes. The worst fucking jokes until finally I was on the road with Big J and we were just smoking weed one night. And I asked him, I was like, dude, can you tell me? I was like, give me some advice about my set.
He was like, all right. He said, quit.
You need to stop.
He was like, all right, tell me some of your jokes. And I'd be like, all right, what about this one? He'd be like, nah, that one sucks. You should just drop that. I was like, drop it. And he dropped one of your jokes. I was like, I can't do that. So, dude, he went through every one of my jokes and he was like, yeah, dude, you know, you're a funny dude. You just need to not do any of
What's
your jokes.
What's his advice to try to be more like somebody else?
Basically, yeah.
Dude, find a comic you like. Just be like them for a little while. You'll find your voice.
Oh, shit. Oh, boy.
Come on. Come on. You know what, dude? You were like fucking dude.
Oh, that's funny, man.
Yeah, Lewis used to fucking... I remember I did Lewis's podcast. He lived on my block right down the street, and he would come...
In that flop house?
Oh, my God. He goes, dude, come over and do my podcast. And I was like, okay... You know, all right, but it was like MMA, so I was like, cool. And I went to his house. This is why I love New York. My block is beautiful. One block away is fucking like old Hell's Kitchen.
That makes me feel good to know he lived like that.
Oh,
because
it was bad.
Lewis was so down and out when I saw him in the neighborhood, and I was like, "What are you doing here?" He's like, "I moved here." I literally was like in my head, like, "I gotta work harder. I'm not trying hard enough."
He finally made it.
We shouldn't live in the same neighborhood.
Yeah, but we don't. He's one block west, north of the river.
How yeah, it's like it? Another fucking zip code. Dude, it was bad.
It was
bad.
I remember
bad.
Coming over to your apartment one time when we were going to North Carolina with Jay, and I had my bag outside, and you weren't picking up your phone, and I was scared shitless. I was like,
really?
I mean, dude, in that block,
dude.
Was like,
we should walk over there after the podcast and just take a look at what it looks like. It's like fuck. It's like a third world country, a block away from here.
His apartment, dude.
Really?
Yeah, he was like over those dry cleaners that was fucking shady as shit.
Like, I didn't want to sit down,
dude. That was fucked. That was a brutal apartment. And that was, dude, I fucking remember the last time I was here was when I fucking ran past you the day I got arrested.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, I fucking, it's like 99 degrees outside, dude. And I fucking, the setup to the story was me and my roommate were arguing all week because I was about to move out of there and he wanted me to pay the Con Ed bill. And I was planning on paying it, but I might have been planning on paying it like a month later. I don't even know. I was trying to figure out what the fuck was going on with money. So we were arguing back and forth all week long. And it was a heat wave that summer, dude.
Yeah.
And he took my AC out of my window. So that like set me off because it was his AC. So then every day for like a week, I'm just jerking off in a shampoo bottle, rubbing his fucking toothbrush on my asshole.
I told you, I mean, you're coming through dude, in spades on us calling you a piece of shit.
Dude, I mean, I'm talking about like, look, I should have been arrested, but not for what I actually got arrested
stop
for.
One second. Stop. The fact that you were surprised when I go, we were scared of you.
He goes, yeah, and I'm following his mom home from work every day, dude, finding her patterns.
Dude, I'm not a bad guy. Dude. Jerking off a shampoo. I killed his cat.
Dude, you know how rapey it is to jerk off in a shampoo bottle? Because there's nothing sexual about it. You're just all like aggression and anger.
But you actually did him a favor because they did statistics and jizz is really good for hair.
So nice. That guy's got a full head of hair now, baby.
I guarantee.
I wish somebody would have jizzed on my head a long time ago.
Oh,
so fucking.
I'd let you all jizz in my head right now. If I could grow hair back, I'd let you do it in front of my dogs and my wife.
So fucking.
Joe's jizz wouldn't work though, it half work. It'd be just clumpy bald spots.
You'd have a clown hair just on the top.
Your jizz would be way too much. It'd just be fucking thick, like Viking hair.
So fucking, he calls
your jizz
me up.
Would just be greasy because you're a speck.
I'm kidding.
Whoa, welcome to the meeting.
My jizz would get you pregnant.
I'm kidding. Yes. There you go. That was a better joke. See, you're right. I'm
Jay was right in that hotel room.
You really, you're better.
I've gotten better.
I'm kidding.
My roommate calls me up and he's like, yeah, I need to get the cable box out of your room.
Right?
And I was like, no way. And I'm a few blocks away just like from, I don't remember what I was doing. But he's like, I'm going to your room right now. I was like, no, you're not. He's like, what are you going to do about it? So I'm like 2 blocks away. I just start running home. And it's like 99 degrees. I see Robert Kelly in the street.
Yeah.
And he's like, dude, where are you going? I was like, I want to go beat the shit out of my roommate. He's like, you're going to get arrested, dude.
No, this is what you said. You go, I might be going to jail.
Oh, yeah.
And I go, why? Because I like Lewis, man. I've always liked Lou. I'm like, why? And he goes, I'm going to go beat the fuck. But he was not, he didn't understand. This is what Lewis doesn't understand that you have that you don't get because you don't see yourself. He had this fucking gaze, this fucking, you know, this Full Metal Jacket. This is my rifle. He's like, I might be going to jail. Like it wasn't anything, like it was nothing. I'm like, dude, don't. He's like, I might be beating the shit out of my room. I'm like, please. But this is what a shit person I am. I let him go.
Oh, yeah, he let me go.
I just gave him little advice. Hey, man.
I don't know if I'd do that, but it's good seeing you. All right, I'll see you later.
So I fucking run back there, dude, and I get into a huge blowout argument with my roommate. Just like ridiculous, like arguing back and forth. And he's talking shit, but he's doing it because the landlord's between us. You know how that's some fucking like pussy shit where you'll talk shit, but if there's only a dude between you
talk
guys.
Talk to Joe about this. He knows.
Joe, you know that pussy shit that you do a lot?
Yeah,
he
do it
does
often.
It with bartenders all the time. It's a big bar in between them. I don't know what that feels like.
So finally, dude, he fucking leaves and he goes and gets into his car. And when he goes to get into his car, he gives me a middle finger like a bitch and I just spit on his window. And, I mean, long story short, he leaves. I go do shows that night. We get into a fist fight outside of Eastville Comedy Club. Me, Dave Smith, against some audience members. And I didn't get arrested for that.
Wait, that wasn't the two kids that took Mike Britt's bag, was it?
No, that was a different night, dude. Okay.
Mike Britt needed help?
No. He was on stage.
Mike Britt did not need help that night.
No, he scared the shit out of these two kids. But you got into a fist fight at Eastville?
Yeah, we got into a fist fight at Eastville. Me and Dave beat up some audience members. A fat kid, a gay guy, and a girl.
Wait a minute. That's a show that Whitney Cummings
That's what I call your
Whitney
show.
Whitney Cummings wrote. Coming out on CBS. A fat guy, a gay guy, and a girl. That's the new hit show. Go ahead.
So I fucking come home at like 4 o'clock in the morning that night. And I don't know why, but I was like, I just gotten in shape, so I wanted to like, I took my shirt off to go walk my dog. Wow. I was in one of those
very
things.
Puerto Rican thing to do.
But you know what? I've thought about it. Like I've never been in the shit. He was in shape.
Yeah.
I would fucking do it in a second.
That's great.
I would love to walk around this neighborhood with no shirt on.
There's just something freeing about it.
Oh, and it's a fucking gay neighborhood. The fucking compliments. The gay club over there. I'd love to walk with my little shih tzu, my silky terrier, shirtless with a thick belt, with a cool belt buckle, right by that fucking club. Woohoo! I just look and there's faces on the window, heating up the windows. And then walk home, have Don go, what was going on outside? Nothing. Just have the humble confidence of...
Just took a walk, your shirt slung over your shoulder.
What? It's hot. So I go to walk my dog without my shirt on. And as I'm coming out, there's two cops. And I'm with Dave Smith. There's two cops coming up the stairwell. It's 4 o'clock in the morning, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So they're like, oh, you're in apartment 1A? And we had separate entrances. And mine was 1B. And I was
Which is a weird thing for an apartment.
Yeah,
you know it's a fucked up apartment? When
two entrances.
It's a shit small apartment, but there's two entrances. Yeah. It's like they just...
Like somebody just made a mistake.
Well, no, it's a drug apartment because they needed the escape route. Yeah. It's like the cops show up here and then they run out that way. Go ahead.
So then I walk out and Dave's like, dude, just come to my apartment, bring the dog. I was like, dude, I'm wearing flip-flops. I have no shirt on. I'm not getting on a subway like this. Fuck this guy. I'm
you
going back to
gay.
The apartment.
You were gay.
Were you not
then.
Allowed in the apartment?
No, the cops were coming to fucking arrest me.
For what?
This is my point. I was like, I didn't do anything. We were just arguing. Look, technically, I threatened him. Technically.
Yep.
But it's my word against his. So I get back there. This motherfucker told the cops.
Don't swear.
This piece of shit. Cunt rag told the cops. that I pulled a knife on him and threatened to kill him.
And the cops were white, so they believed him because you were
Puerto Rican. Cops were fucking cool. But here's the thing, okay? Yeah. I might have threatened to kill him. Because when I talk shit, I say things like, I will murder you, or I turn into a real Puerto Rican.
That's a threat.
But I don't mean it that way. I mean I'm going to beat the shit out of you.
Look, I do the same thing.
You get it.
Yeah.
So far, and I may have even taken my knife out purposefully and put it on my desktop so if he came in my room, he'd see it. I wasn't planning on doing anything, though.
I like watching knife out.
Not on him. It was on my desk. Like I left it on my desk because if he went in my room, I wanted him to see it.
Joe's face right now.
Joe trying to understand Lewis is hilarious.
Joe trying to understand alpha male macho shit is hilarious.
But it's like he's like watching him like a therapist.
But it's not fucking. It's not like a real knife. It's like a shitty fishing knife I had when I was like 13.
It's
much a knife.
Creepier
a knife that can fillet a fish. Yeah, who gives a fuck?
The implication is creepier than actually pulling the knife out. Leaving the knife sitting out, like, so it's like, so he sees it, it's so much creepier than just pulling a fucking knife out like a psycho.
Lewis is a serial killer. Lewis is a serial killer. Lewis is a serial killer.
Oh, that's my jam. I love that song.
Oh. His cock's not gonna
fucking nuts. What the fuck is wrong
so they
you?
Fucking arrested me.
Why don't you just leave Barbie dolls with no heads?
Lewis has got a bunch of pictures of him with the eyes cut out on the wall.
In his closet, he just has a montage of photos of that guy with his
leaving,
girl.
Going in his car, getting up at work.
What happened? What happened when you got arrested? Did you go quietly?
No.
I didn't put up a fight. The cops were cool. The cops were saying to me, they were like, he seems like a pussy. I told them what happened. I was like, look, I was technically threatening this guy, but I just wanted him to fight me. I realized where I grew up, it was like the suburbs. If you had a problem, you go out back, you'd fucking fist fight.
I've never heard it put that way. It's usually where I grew up, it's the city.
Yeah, the hard grind of the city.
You just said that like it made sense.
You know.
Where I grew up, it was in the suburbs, in a cul-de-sac. And you
went to the
like
soccer
mess.
Field. That was well sense. Kept.
So I grew up in the suburbs too, and you used to fight back then.
Yeah,
it was a little more organized in the city.
I know, but just...
In the city, here's the thing.
There's more organized in the city.
What are you, a fucking Irish gypsy?
No, because it literally would be...
It's a fair fight. It's a fair fight.
There's two men coming in. They're both going to fight.
It's a fair fight. You're no biting. No headlocks. No kicking. You
know? Everyone knows no biting. Now get in the yard.
We're travelers. Yeah. We're travelers.
Dude, pick up camp after the blood's been spilled.
Dude, in the city, we have so many fucking people on top of each other.
Right.
That it's like they have a system for arresting people. You're just another number, you're another figure.
Yeah, yeah.
And the suburbs are like, all right, you guys fought, whatever, it's a domestic disturbance, they just fucking leave.
Also,
that's
fighting
that.
In the suburbs is more like, you meet me here at this time.
Yeah.
Fighting in the city, this is how it goes. This is how every cop handles it. We're arresting both of you.
Yeah.
That's the way they do. And the only way this isn't going to happen if you both drop charges. And then they go, fuck it. And both people will go, oh, fuck it, and just let's go. Because they can't solve it, they're just taking both of you because they don't know any better.
Yeah, and that's actually the truth. That's the way it works. But the reason that I got arrested was because I technically pulled the knife on him and threatened to kill him.
Because your goatee can't connect.
And they, dude, I've been trying for years. You have no idea. I actually shave extra in between my mustache and my chin pubes just to try to make it grow in thicker. It doesn't work at all. But fucking...
You can only grow a fucking musketeer goatee.
Fucking brutal, dude.
Man in the Iron Mask facial hair.
All right, go ahead.
So fucking... Anyway, whatever. I get arrested and I fucking... It was on a Friday night going into Saturday.
Yeah.
And I fucking and they don't have a judge on Sunday, so I have to see the judge by midnight. Otherwise, I'm not getting out of there. And Carla came, Big J's wife, my only friend. Big J's wife is a lawyer.
I love Carla.
Yeah, she's the best. Yeah.
She spent her
entire Saturday from like 7 a.m. until like midnight that night at the court for me.
Really?
Fucking, she got me at literally last minute. They fucking call my name at like, in fact, like with like like a choked up faggot bitch. I call up my girlfriend.
Hey, dude.
Sorry, Joe. Like a choked up. I call my girlfriend. Like, yeah, you know, I don't think I'm getting out of here tonight. I love you. Hang up the phone.
Yeah, but wait a minute, dude. You can't. I don't give a shit who you are, man. When you get your freedom taken away,
oh, it's brutal, dude.
Dude, I don't give a shit. I remember the same thing happened to me when I was the first time I was going to juvie jail. I was like, I was screw that, fuck that. And then my mom came down. And I was in the jail, and they literally shut. It was like a movie. She came in, Bobby, I'm sorry, because she could have got me out. My bail was $10. Okay, she could have got me out. And
this is 1940.
No, I just the judge took my bail from $10,000 down to $10 because it was my first offense. He didn't want to see me to go to jail, but my mother was like, "Fuck you, take him," because that's tough.
Oh, that's awesome.
She was told tough love.
She didn't
right?
pay the $10.
She didn't pay the $10, and she comes down to the room, and I'm trying to be tough, like, "Screw you, bitch." She came down. They shut that kush.
Yeah.
And she went, "Bobby," and I went. I went, "Why?" And then I started doing push-ups, crying. I was trying to just try to push man back into me. And I was like, "Why?" Oh, you get your freedom taken away, dude. Fuck.
It doesn't matter if it's a fucking hour or fucking 10 years. No. It's like you just count down the second. And they keep it fucking in New York City in the tombs, they call it. In the hood of the tombs.
Well, if you get arrested in New York, explain that. Some people listen to this because we have listeners in Switzerland. Two. And one in Germany.
You did your Google Analytics.
I swear to God, we did the analytics, dude. We're all over the world, guys.
So what? You're in with other people. You're not
the
alone.
Tomb.
You're in general pop,
tomb.
Right?
It's like a gen pop. It's like a holding cell before they take you to see the judge. It's like they call it tombs because it's underground, like downtown in Manhattan.
Right.
So, but they keep it freezing, so you can't sleep. And it was so hot that I was like, all right, I'm just gonna wear shorts and a t-shirt. And I got there, and it was just freezing. I literally, the entire time, you want to cry. It's like if somebody touches you, you just start crying and weeping like a bitch.
Yeah, the tombs are bad,
dude.
Man.
It's fucking. I've been arrested like 7 times in New York City.
Really?
All for smoking fucking pot, and then that one time I threatened to kill that guy.
Yeah, no, but you're a normal guy. Listen,
Jesus
the thing
Christ.
Is, can we slowly fucking back out of my own house?
I mean, you he's got right now. He's got his back to the door, and I'm afraid.
I'm so glad.
You're like, so that's enough time for Lewis.
I'm so glad. Can we shut? Is
that's
that
your phone.
By the way, do you see the look in his face where he was about to yell at everyone for having their phone on?
He almost went psycho.
Like,
and
can you
Lewis
fucking
can
shut
see-
your phone off?
I'm so glad, Lewis, you've gotten happy over the years because you're actually a nicer guy now. And you have a beautiful girl. You have a nice place. His apartment is actually nice.
Gorgeous.
Well, let's not get carried. Mine's gorgeous. But his is nice and clean. I've never been where you live.
It's all right.
You lived here for a week.
I did for 10 days.
Yeah, but you live in Queens or something.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. Why is there something wrong with that?
You're over 22.
I just don't have windows in my room.
You don't have a window?
No.
What are you talking about? What, do you live in a basement?
No, I live in a 3-bedroom, but I have the smallest room and there's no windows.
It's not a room.
It's like a closet.
It's a closet. It's a hallway area that they put a wall up and made and they charge you how much? $300?
No, $675.
You pay $675 for a foyer?
What are you?
You sleep on the floor in somebody's hallway?
Shit, I would have let you live there for fucking $5.
It's not. It's an actual bedroom. It is a bedroom. There's just no windows.
Oh, that's a lot. Do you know how much I paid?
You can do better than that, man.
My apartment's not bad. Lewis has been there. It's not bad.
That's not bad.
No windows.
No. Yeah, I like to sleep in.
Apparently, you are a monster.
I've lived in an apartment.
The morning sunlight kills him.
It makes me angry.
Yeah, and his breed. Yeah, when you go. how he can keep this form.
Can you imagine being a chick with him in that windowless, pitch black room and hearing that voice through the blackness?
Morning.
Yeah, and those.
Are you still sleeping?
Just seeing his fat head breathe in and out. Just this fucking tri-level. Look at that huge melon.
He's got
a big. You know what he said today too? He went home for the holidays to beautiful. Where the fuck is
Denver,
it?
Colorado? It's gorgeous. Aurora, Colorado.
If you're a
gorgeous.
Hippie. Yeah, if you love
great city.
Yeah, it's a great city. If you fucking love beads,
they have windows in the bedrooms.
They do. There's windows.
If you love beads and Denver omelets,
Denver omelets delicious.
Fuck you! It stinks. Denver omelets.
It's delicious.
What's a Denver omelet? Explain it.
It's an omelet with red pepper.
Awful.
Green
red
peppers,
yep. Great. Green
red peppers, green peppers,
onions,
blows.
Yeah, red peppers, great. Though.
Red peppers are sweet; they're actually nice. A green pepper stinks.
I know.
Well, then don't
eat
a Denver omelet.
I get mad at people that get broccoli or green peppers on in their eggs. It's like it just tastes like fucking broccoli.
How about fucking broccoli Rob?
I love broccoli Rob.
Fuck off.
What are you nuts?
It's
broccoli
awful.
Rob's great,
it's amazing.
Dude.
Broccoli Rob is sour. It's sour.
It's amazing.
It's awful. I returned a dish. I never return dishes.
Yeah,
I
was no shit.
He's got two of them on you so far.
As soon as I said it. Joe's fucking girly ribs aren't hurting this week. I fell in the shower, man. I can't do the podcast.
I saw him the next day. He's like, yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, of course he's fine because he fucking grabbed the shower curtain on the way down. Ring, 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 ring.
So funny.
Did you buy a new shower curtain?
I got a new shower curtain and I got a new, I got the tub mat.
You finally got the tub mat.
Yeah, I almost fucking slipped again in the fucking thing.
On the tub mat.
So no, happy. No, without it. And I was
if
like,
he pulled
I just,
a fucking gotta... Steven Tyler and came in with no teeth today.
What happened to Steven Tyler?
He fell in the shower.
When?
I don't know, a while back. He lost all his teeth, too.
He did?
They had a picture of him, just all his teeth, front teeth were gone, which were probably so good for him. Now he can actually get fucking cool-looking teeth instead of those fucking Bon Jovi teeth he had. You ever see Bon Jovi's teeth? They're all black at the gums, you know? Like
Bon Jovi?
Yeah, Bon Jovi's gums are all black.
Ew.
Yeah. It's his teeth, he had great teeth growing up. But I don't know if they don't take care of them, hereditary, but it gets, they're all black near their gums.
The water in Jersey.
He's a bazillionaire. Why doesn't he buy new teeth?
I don't know, dude. Getting new teeth is a fucking, even if you can afford it, that's a shock to the system for your fans when they all of a sudden they show you show up with great teeth.
Just fucking.
Yeah, like
I'm sure they have a way to make them look like, you know, not like bright white.
Nope. Nope.
They must.
No, my mom had false teeth. You can get teeth.
Not false teeth. I'm talking like veneers.
But yeah, the screw-in type shits.
Yeah, the veneers.
Yeah, no, you can get them. You can get them to match the color that they were before, or a little fucked
up. Why would you do that though? If you're gonna fucking spend $100,000,
so then your
on teeth.
Fans don't go, what the fuck happened to his mouth?
Yeah,
it's not as noticeable.
Who's got bright white teeth? Nobody's got bright.
My friend Al Del Benny does. Al Del Benny got fucking fake veneers.
Well, but they're fake. That's my point.
He got fucking, oh my God, white teeth. When he smiles, you couldn't help but smile too. Like they were magic teeth.
I dare you not to smile back.
Yeah, he would smile and you'd be like, oh my God.
Hi.
That's fucked up. So anyways, yeah. Real quick, dude, I got this email, you know, it's from Chris. Chris 6 Nasty. 69. I'll give you the rest, whether it be what the rest is. I don't want to give it out to the fans. But Chris actually said, "Dear Bobby, I love this dude you call Monster Voice. Just wondering who he is and if he has any other shit he puts out."
No.
I can answer that question.
One word.
Nobody
answer, no.
And nothing.
Dude, by the way, Dan wrote that email himself.
Yeah, that's my other handle.
What? Well, Dan, do you have a CD?
No.
Do you have any TV stuff?
He doesn't have a CD player.
You're right, I have an iPod. No, who has a fucking CD player? You dumb idiot.
Your joke didn't work, Lou.
I liked it. I thought it was funny.
I laughed a little bit, but then he went too far with it. I didn't like how he liked it more than us. What the fuck, dude?
I've been really waiting to see you two psychos snap on each other.
Nah, me and Lewis. I love Lewis. It's not going to happen. It's going to happen on you.
Yeah,
you and Joe are going to snap before me and Lewis.
What's, do you got something you can plug here, Dan?
I'm going to be headlining.
Wait a minute. Your fucking sarcastic tone makes me sick, Joe. You're
why?
Because I know you.
He's just giving me shit for his dumb story about his sausage fucking manwich that he made before the podcast.
You're going to make it, though, aren't you?
Goddamn right.
Yeah. We all got it. That was
fucking delicious.
It's just...
So, I mean, Chris, I mean, loves you. Chris, is you got a fan, dude. We were giving
That's
you
awesome.
Shit last week that you had no fans, and you have a fan.
I have a fan. I have one fan. Chris.
You have one fan.
It's nice
Chris.
To meet you, Chris. It's me and you versus the world, buddy.
By the way.
It's actually a girl.
You guys bust.
It is.
I think, yeah.
We bust Soder's balls about him not having any fan. Like, in my world, where I'm at in comedy, and Dan Soder's like on fucking top right now. You guys have no idea what's going on in the open mic world of comedy.
Yeah.
Soder is fucking killing it. You have no idea.
No, we know. That's why I actually, that's why he's here. I know. I've done.
You need
a bunch
the best of the worst.
He's here so we can make sure he doesn't move any further.
This is where they're blockading me.
Soder's about to lap DeRosa in about a month.
That's not true.
And he's right on your fucking heels, Bobby.
Nowhere
right
near.
What are you out of your mind?
Listen, stop. Why are you promoting me like a wrestling manager? I'm gonna get my ass kicked out there.
First of all,
I just throw salt in Bobby's eyes.
I'm gonna take such a beating next week because of the shit you're saying right now.
No, you're not. No, I think I'm the fan of Soda. Joe's the one who has a problem with Soda.
I do not have a problem with him.
Listen to the podcast, Joe.
I fuck with him. I fuck with him. You fuck with me. This is what you do. I take this kid anywhere I can take him with me.
You call him kid? He calls you kid?
That's fine.
Yeah, but you know what it is? It's like DeRosa.
Makes me feel like not like a fucking circus freak that was born. What did you, I still love the fact that you said I was born in a cave
with a puddle
in it.
Actually, somebody got really mad at me for calling him kid.
Really?
Who?
I don't want to say because he called me very honestly and was like, you're a fucking asshole, dude, when you drink. And I was like, what did I do? Because I made a fat joke about him. And I thought that's what he was
Big
mad
J?
About. No, it wasn't Big J. I really don't want to say, but it wasn't Big J, I swear. But it was a
fat
guy.
Well, you know he's fat.
He was a fat guy.
You know two fat people, with, me, Big J.
I was with Kumia, and I was talking to this guy, and he's a fat guy. And this kid, the guy goes, you going downtown? And I go, yeah. And he goes, you want to split a cab? And Kumi goes, for what, dinner? and I started laughing. I go, ah, fatso, right? We're laughing. And he called me the next day, and he goes, you're a real cunt when you drink. And I go, dude, because the fat joke, I go, dude, I was just kidding. I just thought that was funny. I'm sorry. And he goes, no, I didn't care about the fat joke. And I go, what are you mad about? And he goes, you kept calling me kid. You kept being like, this is a good kid over here. Hey, this kid. And he goes, really? Like, I'm a child? I go, dude, no, I'm saying it like in the Boston way.
This is what happens to fucking Joe when he gets drunk. Joe wants to be in the Rat Pack so bad. He wants to walk around with a thin black tie and a tumbler full of fucking whiskey. And, hey, kid, how are you, kid?
Hey, sweetheart. Yeah, why don't you bring over here? Yeah. Bring us two drinks.
Yeah. Get the kid in here. Give the kid stays in the picture. Fuck yourself. DeRosa.
You say
stop.
Kid.
Yeah, but stop. Yeah, but you know what? I can fucking back it up physically. You.
It's not demeaning.
Dude, you calling anybody kid is demeaning.
It's not demeaning. Yeah, from it's like being like, what's up, son? Dude, it's like not demeaning.
Yeah, but you weren't saying it like when I call Bobby, what's up, kid? How you doing?
Yeah.
That's like saying like,
that's
oh,
how I was saying it.
Now, yeah, you were saying it.
First of all, we have street cred. We're saying it like street cred guys. Guys who've been in fucking battles. I've been in 500
guys have been
fucking
in jail.
Fights. Hey, boom.
Hey, Joe.
Jail. You've been in shit.
Do you want to have a soft-handed handshake since we've never been locked up like a bunch of goddamn animals?
Exactly. Yeah.
Because we can obey to the rules of society.
We're civilized over here. Sorry.
Go ahead, thin fingers.
We're civilized over here.
Do you guys want to make out with each other now?
I don't know. Maybe we'll sit around and talk about taxes.
Here's the podcast. I'll take Mazda voice. You take the Rosa.
No way.
We beat the fuck out of him right now. Podcast, and we all go over to your hammer fisting podcast.
I like it, dude.
Since when is kid demeaning? I love this kid. Like, what? How?
No,
listen,
Joe,
I'm
going to
tell
a
you.
Pussy.
I like when you get drunk. To me, I love when you turn into Dean Martin. Because I know how much you love that era. You really want to fucking hit a chick? Not hurt her, but just
one smack.
Just a smack. Hey, I said fucking wait for the garlic.
Watch your mouth.
You were supposed to be here 20 minutes ago.
She does that.
Joe,
I don't want to hit a girl.
I'm sorry.
Just for the record, I don't
want to. You might not want to hit her, but you do want to make him flinch. Right? He loves dressing
just
up.
Dig your thumb into her bicep.
Yeah. Give her the goon hand on the elbow.
Goon hand is my favorite.
Do not. I want to be like a classy guy.
Joe loves. Yeah, exactly. That's fucking Rat Pack. He wants to wear hats and pointy shoes. He loves fucking clothes. You love that era. And I love that era too, okay? But you turn into fucking Dean Martin. And you're like, hey, kid, get over here, man. This fucking song's good. And you try to be meaningful. Let me tell you something. When I fuck, you almost get like an Italian accent too.
Well, again, what is demeaning about any of that?
Because I love it, Joe. I love fucking Dean.
Yeah.
I love Dean Martin, Joe. So I love Dean Martin.
Rat Pack Joe.
Rat Pack Joe. Right. Hey, kid, come on. Who's these broads over here?
Look at the yams on that broad.
Yeah, I get it. What's demeaning?
To some people, calling them a kid. Hey, kid. And it's not you when you change, when you're you now, and then you become something else when you get drunk, it's demeaning to some people. Don't call me fucking kid. It's just a pet peeve with him. I get it.
Right. No, I don't. Here's the thing, though. He's a comic.
Yeah.
He's being a pussy.
He's a good kid.
Is he a comic?
I didn't even mean it like
that. Joe's a cunt. I'm a cunt.
I swear to God, I didn't even realize I was doing that. That's I just say it
he's
like
a good
that.
Kid. Don't bust his chops.
Whoever it is, I get it.
Joe DeRosa walks to the sound of a hi-hat cymbal.
That's fucking funny.
Hey, let me tell you something else that I learned today.
Yeah, look, it's whatever.
Every time I see Joe drink, that's just gonna be playing in my head whenever we go out for drinks.
Don't.
Let's see what's going on at the Copa, huh?
Every door Joe goes through, it's a curtain.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Well, look, it, you know, I forget what oh, because I said I take this kid with me anywhere. I don't mean it like he's a dumb kid. I mean it like it's a term of endearment. Yeah, well, that's how I meant it, at least.
Right, to you, you. I know you. You. It's fucking dude. It's
dude.
It's
get
Joe,
him on fucking Skype.
It's Joe DeRosa, fucking Dean Martin. We get it. Right. We get it. It's Rat Pack Joe.
Rat Pack Joe.
It's Rat Pack Joe. It's
Joey Vegas. Hey.
Here's the thing, man.
Burr always calls me Joey Roses for that reason.
That's like, really
if
funny.
You were in the mob.
Joey Roses.
Joey Roses. Hey.
He cooks the books.
The right. he would just be a work. He'd be Lewis would be muscle for you.
Oh yeah, easily. Yeah.
I'd be the guy you want out.
No, you'd be the guy that like came through the rankings just by shedding blood.
and he's the fucking accountant for everybody.
No, I'm the guy that I'm like the maintenance guy.
You'd be the muscle. Lewis would be the guy where you'd be, I'd be like Bobby. He's good shit.
No, Lewis,
but he's making too many mistakes. That'd be Lewis.
He's too over the top, violent,
yeah. Sloppy.
Bobby, when I call you and say go see the Puerto Rican, you know what it means.
Right. But, and Soda would be the guy that actually fucking winds up clipping you in the back later just to get ahead. Like he's your ass kissing guy. The whole
oh, everything you need, boss. Yeah. And then he turns around. And
he's Frank Vincent in Casino. Ah, how about that tough guy? He's fucking screaming at you, motherfucker. I brought you the bananas, you piece of shit. Fucking, that's my favorite. That's one of my favorite lines in Casino. When they're talking about, he's talking about how he wants to maybe kill De Niro. And he goes, I want you to dig a hole. And when I call you and say, go see the Jew, you know what it means. You want me to go kill the Jew? I didn't fucking say it. I fucking say it when you do. I said, when I call you and say it. That's such a fucking great scene.
Yeah, that movie's good, man. I love Casino. I don't love it. I liked Casino.
Oh, I love it.
I don't fucking love it.
I love it. I think it's great.
Most quotable movie possibly ever.
Yeah, I mean, if you're in, like, again, if you're into that fucking, I mean, I'm not a quoter. I don't like, I quote a few things here and there.
But he doesn't quote. He gets quoted.
Right.
I kind of like that.
Anyway,
I definitely see Bobby. You've got Bobby's got the temper of Joe Pesci when he's popping that dude's eyeball out.
Dude, like, I've seen it, dude. It's not
Charlie M. Charlie M. You made me pop your fucking eye out of your head for that prick.
It's not fucking
it goes,
fun, dude.
It goes high tone.
I've been working on it.
Do him a favor.
Can I just tell you? Can I?
You
just
know, you know John Musacha, the guy that does prank calls.
Yeah.
You know, he all his prank calls are like, I'm going to cut down and fucking punch you in the face.
Do you know what
Bobby yelled at me on speakerphone one day in front of one of my friends. And my buddy, as Bobby was yelling at me, my buddy put a note in front of me and said, I didn't know you were on the phone with John Musacha.
I yelled last night. I did this for the first time because my baby sister was here and with her girlfriend. Who you would have loved, by the way.
You yelled at your sister?
No.
Oh, all right.
Let me finish, you fucking twat. That's how rumors get started, Joe. Good. You fucking TMZ. You yelled at your sister? No. We were downstairs, and I was, you know, I'm cleaning all the shit. And, you know, for me to clean is, I get, you got to, you build up the, what? Did you say something? You just fucking said, don't talk.
She didn't say anything.
How did you? Yeah. Whoa, you weirdo.
Oof. Oof. Shut the fuck. What are you going to do with them? Go ahead, stab me. What are you going to do? You fucking cooked the steak wrong. Listen.
There you go. It's a quoting movie.
Listen, we were downstairs and she has this thing where she, I will say something. I will say.
Joe just loses his shit on the podcast. Joe just comes unraveled on this episode.
Joe tried to do something and he made himself laugh.
Yeah, no, made me laugh. It's you, me. You know what's weird?
You notice how I didn't break eye contact with you?
No,
because
it
scared me.
Nobody jumps into fucking Joe's fucking monologues.
Because he's scared you're going to boot him off
nobody,
the podcast.
No, I'm not. He's not. He has his own. Nobody thought it was funny, Joe.
He doesn't
just
really.
Take the hit.
He doesn't really have his own.
Oh.
It's come on. It looks like a character.
Hammer, I'm the host of the Hammer Fisting Podcast.
Yes, the owner. So she has this thing where she doesn't listen to what I say. I'm saying something to her. She only looks down the road of how it's going to fuck her up. So she'll answer a question not to the fucking question I'm asking her. And I couldn't yell the way I do last night because my sister and a friend were here. So I screamed, Joe, shut Joe, seriously, shut the fuck up. Seriously, because you're being annoying.
Why?
Because
that's the point.
If I did that, yeah, but
that's
the point. Okay, watch what happens now. Watch it, Joe. Now you're, I'm in. I'm in, Joe.
You're already doing it for me.
No, but I
you
love
already
it.
Do it.
I'm in. I'm in, Joe. Now a little fucking sensitive DeRosa, because there's many DeRosas, you're going to fucking get it. Right. And you're going to get it from all of us. And you're going to go, dude, I'm fucking drunk. On the podcast, man, I'm really trying to fucking shut. I'm in. I'm in. You're good. Keep doing it. Keep doing it, Joe. No, don't be sorry.
No,
you're going to be
sorry. No, I'm
you're
going
to be. Watch. Watch.
My fucking face hurts. I'm like the kid. That, I'm like the kid in the family that gets beaten the most, and I'm just happy that he's like he's gonna get it.
He's happy.
I'm like, I'm here to hear, baby. I'm here to hear.
You went and got your dad the belt. Like, yeah. Oh, here, use this.
Use the wooden spoon.
I'm trapped. I'm out. I'm tapping out.
I got lightheaded. Sorry.
I got. I'm
my
done.
Fucking face hurts from smiling.
I'm in, Joe. I'm in. Next time you tell your sausage story, I'm in. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I'm done. You're not getting. You're not getting. No. You're out. You don't get the fucking climax, Joe. And the climax was good. You could have fucking had a couple good ones. Everybody could have.
Oh, come on, yep. For Christ's sakes.
Right. Yeah, there you go.
You fuck with me. You fuck with me all last week.
Yeah, I fuck with you all the time.
Yeah, and I'm just fucking with you back, and it's funny.
No, but you got me. You got me. And now I got your back.
All right.
You don't get the story.
Oh,
how's
that's
that?
Hilarious.
And now everybody at home doesn't get it.
All right, what about, why doesn't Dan get it?
He doesn't get it.
You guys got the sausage thing after he ruined it.
Huh?
Remember that?
I made it funny.
Yeah, he made it funny.
That was fucking hilarious, you know what just happened. Did you see how mad I just made him?
You really did.
I'm not going to lie, Joe. That was really funny. Did.
I was sitting there going, I know it's not funny. I'm just going to make him pop.
I really,
this
that
is
was
what
good.
Was funny. This was funny. This is what was funny about it is that the first time you did it, it was like nobody laughed. And I was like, good. All right. Fuck him. He got it. And I hate when you crack up at your own shit. Joe goes, well, isn't that funny? No, I'd laugh if it was funny. Like, you're an asshole for not laughing. Like, we do that intentionally. He's so funny that if we don't laugh at everything he says, it's because we're being mean to him. That right. Fucking bugs me. But then you did it the second time, but then you slightly did it, and that really, I really, very close to unscrewing this microphone and swinging, I was going to hit you.
Monster. Why do I got to be?
Just because you were there. Yeah. I wanted casualties. I wanted to go, you are responsible for this, Joe.
And then I have to yell at Joe later in the afternoon when I'm icing my head because of a mic wound.
You shouldn't have pissed him off.
I'm like, Joe, what the fuck were you doing there, man?
You got me.
Holy shit.
Where are you going, Don?
I was waiting to see if you actually
shut up.
Did last night.
What?
Because I wanted to laugh when you did it okay. Last night, but I couldn't.
All right, what I did last night, I will tell you, I yelled at her without yelling. I screamed in my eyes. And her face, I literally, you know how I scream, Joe? I scream.
Yeah.
When I get mad, I'll try to recreate my madness. I don't know if I can do it. It's, you don't fucking listen to me. And when I fucking tell you, what the you fucking somewhere else. I mean, that's my,
yeah,
my anger.
I don't even like your 50% anger.
Okay.
Dude, it's scary. It freaks me out when he does it, to be honest with
you. I hate it. I hate it, too. It's from my childhood. It's from my second dad who used to beat me up. It's from my mom fucking yelling. It's all that shit. I screamed at her last night like that without screaming. I did this with my eyes because my little sister and a friend were upstairs. I just went like this. I tried to make laser beams in my eyes and shoot them into her face and kill my wife. And she looked at me. She literally, like, it had the same effect of me yelling because she literally backed up and kind of cocked her head like, what the fuck is he doing? And as soon as I did it, I was like, I just screamed without screaming at my fucking wife.
Oh, God. That's...
Ah, dude. Please try. Please try.
I wonder
just
if there's
try
like,
it.
I wonder if there's like a half second where she's like, is he having a fucking aneurysm? Like,
you're just like, dude, I wanted to fucking go, you're not fucking listening to me! And I did it with my eyes.
Jesus.
Oh, it was fucking terrible.
Jesus Christ.
Anyways.
Yeah.
This is a fucking funny thing. I wanted to talk about your podcast real quick. Is that you are on Riotcast along with the Jersey Jerks, Have you guys listened to any of these other podcasts?
Yeah. Not Lewis's, but all the other ones.
I've been on Lewis's.
I like Joe's on fire. Joe's on fire today.
I'm just kidding, Lewis. I'm just joking.
Shut up. He's fine.
Did he look fine to you? He had his fucking knife eyes.
Are you all right, dude?
You son of a bitch.
He was literally going like this. When I said he was literally going like this, he was going. Staring at his phone, dude. He looked angry, dude.
Maybe we're not talking about triangles. Are you fucking all right?
No, I'm fine. Now my girlfriend just texted me some dumb shit.
What'd she text you?
She said...
I love when guys just read shit. Why would you do that?
Yeah.
What does she say?
Why would you say she texted you dumb shit? I mean, that seems disrespectful.
She said,
Joe,
you are such a fucking instigator. Joe is the guy that starts the fight.
I hate it, but I like it.
Yeah.
Joe's like hot food. He's like spicy food. I hate it. It's too hot, but you got to take another bite.
No, one more bite. One more bite of the chili.
Let me say this before you talk to Lewis about his podcast.
Oh, well, let's get serious. What do you want to talk about?
No, I'll tell you.
No, but what do you want to talk about?
I'm going to tell you.
You're going to be serious now.
No, I'm not being serious. I'm just going to tell you something.
Okay, go ahead. What are you going to tell us?
This has got to do with you.
All right, go ahead. What are you going
to
tell us?
And I said it to Keith Robinson.
What is it, man?
Congratulations to you and Keith Robinson. You guys have finally fully ruined me. For years, you guys have been going, you're a piece of shit. Just fucking let it out. Stop the door. I've finally crossed over into full-time cocksucker where I just go to parties. I fuck with people. I'm
Joe's
miserable.
Joe's
a cocksucker. Joe's a cocksucker. Joe's
I like it. We created a monster.
It was always there. You just finally brought it out. I made her go cry at a party the other night. I made her cry.
What?
I was arguing with her so much. I made her cry.
Were you there?
No, but he called me and told me about it.
Lewis, you ever made a girl cry without hitting her?
Yes. He's called a girl fat. She'll cry. It's like easy.
It's easy. You either call her fat or you lay a knife out in plain view.
You put a knife on your desktop. Say, go in my room. I dare you, fat bitch. She'll cry.
All right, go ahead, Joe. What were you saying? How'd you make her cry?
We were debating something, and I just was like, I don't know. She just started fucking crying. I mean, another girl leave the party. She got so mad at me.
Just
I was at a Christmas party, and I turn to my friend's wife. I go, we got to leave right now. And she's like, why? And I go, because I'm teetering on obnoxious drunk because people were talking, and I started going, shut up. So I told all that stellar shit that you guys taught me. Fucking, I'm just becoming a, it's out. It's not becoming, it's out. The cunt is out. Yeah. You guys have prodded it for years. It's
good.
Fucking out.
Good. I'm fucking all in.
You know what it is? Not even girls, but everyone. Nobody, like comics, we have such thick skins.
Yeah.
So I remember I had a girl.
We don't, though. We don't.
No. But, like, on the surface, we do.
We have thick skins, but we are fucking the worst.
Yeah, because we have deeper issues than your girlfriend cheating on you or whatever it is.
Right.
So, like, I remember I had a girlfriend who cheated on me, and all my comic friends were just fucking busting my balls the night that it happened. They're like, oh, she's probably fucking that other guy right now. She's sucking his dick, and she's just fucking saying how much she enjoys his dick more than she enjoys yours. And it hurt at first, but after about an hour or so, you start to get desensitized. You're like, all right, yeah, it's funny, I guess. Dude, I tried to do that same shit with this girl that I know who's not a comic.
Oh, that's sweet.
Dude, like, she was dating some dude, and I was like, oh, he's definitely fucking some other shit right
that's
now.
Real smart.
She started tearing up and, like, welling up on her face because they don't
turned
have
her into
a
her cutter.
Like that.
Dude.
She's at home fucking putting a blade to her arm like, yes.
My friends I grew up with are like that, too. They're really fucking mean.
Just evil.
Like we play, like, drinking games and stuff a lot. We compete. We talk shit. And my friend's dad's dead. And I'd be like,
I witnessed this.
We would literally say things like, I'm going to dig up your dad's corpse and fuck it in front of
you. Oh, yeah.
Faggot. Like,
Joe was saying that. I was
awful,
with Joe.
Just the worst shit, right? And then we would go play beer pong with, like, girls down the shore. Like, we'd be at a party and they'd have it. And girls would quit the game and start crying. We'd be running around the table going,
you gotta love commitment. You gotta love that commitment. We did that to Voss the night his house, it was on fire. We were saying that Bonnie was home alone and the balcony lit on fire. We were like, do you find any Newport cigarettes on the back? Fucking banging a black dude. We were trashing them. Yeah, we're ruthless, but people don't get it. But here's the thing, too, is that we all give a shit about each other. Yeah. That's the key. That's why the roasts back in the day were so fucking awesome, because everybody on there kind of knew each other and gave a shit. You watch the roast now, and it's just... you know, it's comics that they want to make famous. They give them a bunch of 10 writers. Here's great jokes. Go out and say them in your fucking way and trash some guy you don't even fucking know. It's kind of, it's, I get it, and it's entertaining, but it's not as good as the roast we used to do at the Boston Comedy Club.
God, I listened to Patrice's roast.
Yeah. It, when we was all friends and we were all fucked with each other.
Some people took a beating on that. Dude, I found it online and I listened to the whole thing.
That's the fucking, that was like the beautiful thing. As sad and tragic as it was with Patrice dying, the beautiful thing that you saw at his funeral was these guys. It was that whole scene. It was, I mean, there was a lot of comics there, but the core group was that ONA fucking crew or whatever, right? And it was like these guys that have just trashed each other over and over and whatever. And it's like to see those guys like still kind of have that spirit, but then like when a dude started crying, like hug each other and like be there. It's like you saw like what it was really about. You saw the real love of like, this is family. And you can fuck with family like that. You can joke like that with your family.
Yeah, but that's why it's weird when fans do it. It's like, dude, settle the fuck down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't fucking know you. I know that what you're doing is not fucking, you're not coming from a shit place. Like, I had a guy, we were having dinner the other night, and a guy walked by my place, probably knows where I live, lives on the block, I think, and he went, you know what, dude? In the thing. And it's like, I get it. But look, dude, this, you know, my fucking wife and shit, you know, come on.
Well, I mean,
I get it. It was like, what the fuck? But it's also a little creepy where it's like, you know what I mean? Say that shit to me on the street. You don't fucking walk by my window because what if I'm not there and you scare the shit out of my wife?
You walk by your window?
Yeah, right out front.
How
does
he know where you live?
Because look, man, some people, there's fans that live on the block.
I posted it on Facebook.
No, I mean, look, people know where you live, dude. There's guys that live on the block that walk by and go, hey, dude, big fan. I live here. We live on the same block. I mean, he wasn't doing it to be a fucking crazy person, but I get it. But my wife and her friend, certain people don't get it. And they're like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? You gotta kind of pick and choose when you... here's the thing. I'm at the show in New Brunswick, and some guy... It's a packed out show. I think it was Friday night. It was great. Some ONA fan yelled a ONA fan thing. Oh, he yelled out. I go, dude, look at this little fucking cutie. And the guy yelled out, he's not as cute as Sam Roberts.
Right.
There was no other ONA fans there.
Yeah, so
he was the only one, and I just stared at him. I was like, I just let him take the hit. He's like, dude... This is, and nobody knows what the fuck you're talking about.
Right, right.
You know,
right,
so.
Right.
Well, I think for fans, I think the reason they want to do that is because it looks fun when we're all shitting on each other and they're like, I want to have that fun too. It's so much fun, but it's also, I don't think they understand. It's like, well, we don't really know you.
But yeah.
Sometimes, you know, you just got to be careful. You got to be very, you can't be fucking really. I don't know you, dude. You can't. That's why I tell them to leave the happy face or the smiley thing, because I know that you're coming from a fucking... Even if it's terrible and you shouldn't have said it, I'll keep you because I know you were trying to be funny.
Dude, some guy messaged me on Facebook last night, Happy New Year, buddy, and I thought this dude hated me because he would leave these posts on my page that were like, go see this fucking piece of shit's show if you want to see what a fucking retard is like in action.
Jesus.
Like, I hate that I share the same last name as this guy. Like, miserable fucking posts because we had the same last name. And I was like, what the fuck is this guy's problem? And then last night he's like, Happy New Year, dude. He's like an ONA fan. He thinks it's like funny. It's like, dude, I appreciate that you like me and you're trying to be funny, but it's like, dude, you guys don't realize sometimes, like, we don't know you, so we don't know how that's fucking meant. Like, we don't know how that's coming across.
Lewis will just fly off the handle.
Don't come up to me calling me names. I'll fucking murder you.
Let me ask you a question. You do your MMA podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Your listeners are getting up there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not, you know what, dude, but whatever. do you guys get haters? You guys get people fucking trashing you?
We get a few people that are like real MMA fans, like, right, that don't, they don't, like, it's like real fucking sports fans. They don't see the humor in sports, you know? So you get the guys, and we trash fighters a lot too. And we've said it a few times on the podcast. We'll trash fighters, but we trash each other. We're just like ball busting. Even like I've said a million times, if you get into a cage, I don't care if your record is 0-70,
right,
you're a fucking bad dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a badass thing to do. So we'll trash fighters a lot. We've had a couple people hit us up on Twitter being like, yeah, who the fuck are you? You don't get into a cage. We have a couple guys on our YouTube page that are hating. But,
really?
You know, for the most part, people fucking get it. People aren't going to listen to more than 5 or 10 minutes of it if they're, like, serious sports fans. If they want to laugh a little bit and they want to kind of, like, sit in on the conversation about this past weekend's fights – It's
and
a
you
good
do live stuff
that.
Too, though. You do like night of the show. You go to Bellator.
Yeah, we get press passes. We sit cage side. We do fighter interviews.
That's the best part about the fucking podcast is that it's you guys know what you're talking about, but you fuck off. Like you guys are fucking. You had the writer of The Warrior and the director, right? What's his name again?
Anthony Tambakis.
Right, you had him on, right?
We had him on. We had John Fitch on last week. We had
Tito Ortiz. John Fitch is a huge score. He's a huge fighter.
He's number three welterweight. Well, not anymore.
Well, not anymore.
Out.
Woof, did he get fucking...
He got fucking
he got knocked out. And it really bugged me that... What's his name? What's the fucking...
Johnny Hendricks?
Hendricks actually was like, I did what fucking St. Pierre...
No, he caught him.
He caught him. Yeah, Stop, relax with your fucking title. I did what other people couldn't do. Yeah, you fucking got lucky. Stop it. The other guys, BJ and George St. Pierre had a battle. This fucking
and styles make fights, you know
but
what I'm
here's
saying?
Here's the thing is that guy... who was it? The Jersey Jerks.
Yeah.
You fight with those guys.
We're not fighting with it. Here's what happened.
Friendly.
It's
but
friendly.
But here's the thing. This is one thing you said. They said that that guy went on... and trash them, the writer.
Yeah.
And they really talked about. Have you seen The Warrior?
No. Warrior.
Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it, but I heard it's
Warrior.
Great.
It's called Warrior.
I heard it's great.
They said they were saying it's like, oh, yeah, you took the fucking Rocky idea, and it's not.
Dude, it's pretty funny. They were calling him, they were saying he was unoriginal. Because what happened was Vic, my partner on the podcast.
Your what?
Vic, my partner on the podcast.
What do you call him?
Your partner.
My partner.
Partner.
I'm from the hood.
No, you're not. You're from the suburbs. You just said it earlier.
Whatever.
What hood? Fucking.
The suburbs of Rockland County. The hood of Rockland County.
Thank you for fucking.
He goes, well, earlier it's like, it's not like fights in the suburbs. And then he's like, I'm from the hood.
So fucking, what's it called? So Vic, he's just crazy. He wanted to take this stance against the Jersey Jerks.
For I was on that episode.
Against everybody. Against Glory Hole. Against fucking.
I love Vic, though.
Vic's a lunatic.
He's a big guy, too.
Yeah,
I love that you do the podcast in his apartment. It's so hot that only one of Vic's eyeglasses fogs up. He looks like a fucking pirate.
So he for just randomly wanted to start beef with
Jersey
the other podcast. Well, he Sprantz as well.
Right.
He doesn't like authority. That's Vic's whole thing now. Right. So it's kind of a funny thing, but the Jersey Jerks get it. They get that we're just kind of like, you know, it's like a ball busty, like, you know, jokey thing.
Right.
So Vic, when we had Anthony Tambakis on for the second time, Vic started goading Anthony Tambakis into talking shit about the Jersey Jerks. So he said some just random dumb shit. He's never even heard their podcast.
Yeah.
But they got furious.
Really?
They were like, yo, fuck this fucking guy. I can't write an original movie. One of them, he was like, maybe Fabio or whatever. He's like, I got a movie idea for you. It's your mother getting gang raped by a bunch of animals in a cave somewhere.
Jesus Christ. Here's the thing is that the movie is not like Rocky.
No, the movie is
it's not.
It's an original
story. And
they
said it was like The Fighter. It was like Rocky. It's not. It's about fighting. It's about family. But it's about two brothers that both fight.
Yeah.
And... Rocky is about a love story.
Yeah.
Actually, it's nothing
Rocky's
like
Rocky. A love story. The chick in this one has not. She's like, eh, don't fucking do it. And then she winds up going. She has nothing to really do with it.
Yeah.
Also, too, this is, you know, that's a very uneducated opinion to go. It's like the fighter. It's like, what do you think this guy? First of all, The Fighter's a true story. What do you think this guy saw The Fighter and then 2 months later got his movie fucking written, produced, and released?
Yeah, he's probably trying to get his movie done for the fucking, last 8 years.
Yeah, it's like,
well, yeah,
stupid.
The first of all, the movie's doing great. It didn't do that well in the theaters, but it's got a bunch of like Critics' Choice Awards. It's got, you know, it's a.
I heard it's amazing.
I saw it.
Awesome movie.
It's a great fucking movie. And it ends the way you would want it to end.
Yeah, how badass is Tom Hardy's character in that
Tom
movie?
Tom Hardy is the best actor going right now.
I am so pissed. I went to go see Mission Impossible 4 yesterday.
You didn't show it?
You didn't see the IMAX?
Yeah, I went to the IMAX. It was swarming with tourists. I went for a 1:30 showing. I got there at 1:15. There was no way that line was going to even
fan the actual line. Tourists? Or are you talking about tourists? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking
all
about.
These tourists won't stop talking in the movie theater.
What's that?
Should have bought a ticket and snuck in.
Well, no, it was the IMAX was.
You talked right over a fucking good.
Oh, sorry.
You did a good black joke.
Yeah. All these tourists keep on bringing the property value down in this neighborhood.
Oh boy. Oh boy. It's funny. I don't want to laugh at it.
I have to because I made a Spanish joke earlier. That was a good one.
Thanks.
But yeah, Tom Hardy, I'm so excited to watch him play Bane.
You cannot fucking stop. You know when you see an actor and all you're like, please just put him back on? Like John Malkovich, Robert Duvall. It's like, when are they coming back on? And as soon as they come back on, you're like, fucking awesome. It's like, and that Tom Hardy's the same shit. In this movie, you're like, you just want to see him talk.
He's awesome.
He's so fucking good.
He doesn't come out to music. That's his whole thing in the movie. Like, he doesn't give a fuck, so he doesn't come out to music. He has no sponsorship. He just comes out and fucks people and walks out of the ring.
He just fucks people?
He just fucks dudes. That's kind of, it's weird.
He bangs dudes.
You're supposed to stay in the cage, too, you know, after, and, you know, as soon as he beats the guy up, and they took that from BJ Penn. BJ Penn did that one time, and then he got in trouble. He beat the guy and then left. You know, they usually stay in the thing.
Yeah.
The hand,
Rogan, you know, interviews him.
This fucking beats the fuck out of the guy.
Is it on demand?
Kicks the cage. Yeah,
I think
it is.
Right now, yeah, it just
right
came
now.
Out on demand.
Right
I'm
going
to go home and watch it.
Yeah, check out the story. Awesome. And the movie, actually, we were talking about last week. Somebody just emailed. Remember the movie we were talking about where the old lady blows the retarded guy?
Yeah, in the basement?
Yeah.
To piss off her husband?
Yeah. Steve B. actually sent this
is
email.
Is it jerk offable?
To the, yeah.
Nice.
If you're a fucking weirdo.
Yes, I am.
He emailed us at it's actually the email too for the website if you have any questions for any of us, ykwd@riotcast.com. ykwd@riotcast.com. It's called Blood Brothers. Ugh. And Richard Gere is in it, and Paul Sorvino's in it too. Huh? And she actually blows the older housewife blows the retarded guy downstairs.
Is it a good movie?
It's a good movie. It's actually a good movie too. But that scene is just where she just gives up. She just wants
you
to get
revenge.
Do you
see her blow the guy?
No, you don't see.
I mean, you don't see.
It's not Brown Bunny. It's not fucking.
But I mean, do you see her go, like, put her head down?
I don't remember it. Look, she blows the guy. I mean, I don't know, Joe.
But I'm.
I don't remember. It's not a porno. But it's also not softcore. She just go up in the hall. You don't hear him going.
I know. I'm saying, how do you know she? How do you know she blows him? Is my point is because does she say it?
She blows
later,
him. She takes his shit. I know.
Holy shit.
Look at. She knows. She blows him. It's not. You don't see it. I know what you're saying.
Yeah. You see enough that you know she blows him. It's not like later she goes, I blew him. That's not how you know.
No, I don't remember all of it. No.
Okay.
But she blows him. That's what I haven't seen the movie in a long time. Okay. But I didn't know I was going to be fucking. You know, how do you know she blow him?
No, I was just curious of how graphic it gets.
It doesn't get that graphic. All it's right. A movie with Richard Gere.
Well, that's why I was curious.
Well, I mean, what the fuck? you know that. That's just obvious.
I don't know. It was did you ever see fucking Unfaithful? That gets real graphic.
Oh, yeah, it does. That is
No, I've never
seen it. Oh, that's a great
you
one.
Son
Diane
of
Lane
a bitch
getting
bastard.
Getting
oh,
banged
is that with
on
Richard
the staircase?
Gere?
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, but they don't show any fucking.
Dude,
puss.
Diane Lane shows her.
Dude.
Her what?
Her cooter.
Does he show. Are you on the phone? Put the fucking phone down. You fucking asshole. Don't even fucking play. Stop with your fuck.
What?
Joe, just stop.
What'd I do?
Your fucking stupid, high-pitched girl scream. Blew out the monitor because you're such a little girl, and it stopped the recording. That's what happened.
Did we lose it?
You shut down everything with your.
Did we lose the whole recording?
No, just that piece. It shuts down because you're fucking.
Please
fucking
say that when we come back.
I just did. We're back.
Oh, we're back.
We're back now, dumb dumb.
That's so funny.
You're high-pitched.
You hit the exact note that would shut down the computer.
When I put my phone up to my ear, you got so mad. What is with you today, dude? You're too easy today. Dude,
I just got back from therapy.
Oh,
it seems
to be working.
When you open up the emotional fucking valve, I think I might change Tuesdays to later in the day because I think I need because I literally just got back from therapy.
Change what to
and else this is too you're a fucking cunt today.
No, you love it.
You just I love it. I do. I love it, Joe. Don't think I don't love you being a cunt. I do. I don't love your high pitched fucking girl voice shutting down
you know
the
who
podcast.
Does love it?
Who?
The people.
Who's the people?
The fans.
Millions.
The millions.
Finally. I tell you this right now, dude. We this podcast, we got to fucking thank the fans because they.
Yeah.
Today we were number 15.
Nice.
On iTunes.
We went to 11.
Yeah, we went to 11.
In fact, thank you to our good friends Matt Terhune and Bailey J.
Yes.
They texted me this morning. They texted me a screenshot of the number 11 spot.
They did. They texted me this. Too.
How do you fucking
did,
see
did
the
did he text you the picture
ratings.
Of Bailey with blonde hair?
Yeah. The boom, 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 boom.
Oh,
boom.
I didn't get the naked picture.
Oh, sorry. And you still won't because you're a cunt today. So there you go. You lose.
Come on, Matt. What the fuck?
Dude.
Text me a
regular picture.
So yeah, we actually the fans are fucking really getting behind this, and the Opie podcast, crazy, yeah. Fucking crazy. Yeah.
Well, thank crazy. You, Opie. Thank you for pushing it the way you did.
He pushed it, but he was also fucking, the podcast was good.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's not like he just pushed the shitty podcast. That podcast, I listened to it. I don't know if you guys listened to it. It was fucking really funny.
Oh.
Really good one.
Boom.
So thanks for really fucking craziness. This podcast is going ballistic. So that's about it, man. We're going to wrap it up. It's an hour and 16 minutes. Fucking, did you have fun, Lou?
I had a blast.
You did?
You know what, dude?
I'm good seeing you, Lewis. I'm
good seeing you, man. Make
I'm
sure
glad you're podcast,
you too, Joe.
Yeah, make sure a fucking newest member of Riotcast, yeah. Hammer Fisting podcast. It's I was on it before it was on Riotcast. I'm so glad they picked it up. If you guys like MMA at all and you like to fucking laugh, make sure you go to riotcast.com and check it out. Check out the other one, the Jersey Jerks, too.
Jersey Jerks are funny.
Yeah, if you want to hear those guys fucking go at it, him and Vic. And
I love Vic really stirring the shit, though. That really makes me laugh.
It really, because he doesn't, he's such a nice guy.
He's such a nice guy.
I've known Vic for years.
But even with you, dude, he's like, what the fuck, what has Bobby Kelly done for us lately?
I've done everything.
Yeah.
Like, he's my savior.
How about everything, Vic? You couldn't even fight with anybody fucking 6 months ago.
we're gonna get you on again.
Yeah.
Soon.
You think?
You'd like to come on.
Yeah,
and Dan Soder. And Joe. We'll give DeRozan his own segment where we'll have him do fight picks where he won't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Yeah, I'll come on.
We actually had that idea to do it with a girl, but I think doing it with Joe DeRosa is a funnier idea now.
Especially with that fucking high-pitched laugh that can shut down a computer.
That is great that he broke a computer.
Awesome. Just know that when you guys are like, what happened? It's just Joe's...
That's his superpower. He's like Banshee from X-Men. He just fucking squeals out and it shuts shit down. Joe, hit the alarm, Joe.
That's funny.
Banshee from
Joe is fucking, he's over on the dark side now. He's a true.
He is. He's a true cuss. He was being, we were having drinks at Caroline's and you were giving it to one of our friends. You were being such a...
She was giving it to me.
But it was, yeah, when you explained
it. Stop holding a mirror up.
When you explained
it. No, but I'm saying it wasn't like I was picking on her.
No, but when you explained it.
Yeah, I know. We were pretty close.
In the last 3 months, you have transformed into just a brutal prick.
It's Keith and Bobby's fault.
Joey Rose's.
It's not my fault.
It's particularly Keith Robinson's fault.
Oh, he's a fucking ass. We're going to get him on the podcast maybe next week. We're going to get stupid Keith over here and sit in that fucking chair.
He is going to give me a beating that I don't think I'll ever recover from.
Stop acting like... Stop. He might not even talk to you.
No, he probably won't.
Probably won't.
Yeah, stop acting.
He just won't care.
Yeah, he might just acknowledge you. Yeah. Stop acting like you're going to get a beating.
I'm the scared foster kid.
I'm kidding. Monster voice. Monster voice. Look at me.
One of your fans wrote, the guy you refer to as Monster Voice, he's great. That's hilarious.
They don't even know his name. I didn't even think of that. She didn't even fucking catch his name. She loves him. What'd you do?
What did you do?
Are you all right?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Yeah, why?
Because you're making noise.
I'm sorry.
Who are you texting right now, Joe?
Nobody. Well, Jesus.
Who are you fucking...
I was just making sure my phone wasn't going to buzz.
Put your phone down.
Holy,
you know what I'm gonna do from now on? We're gonna get a basket and we're gonna put our phones in.
Just making sure it wasn't gonna buzz.
Well, making sure, put it in your pocket, put it in your tight jeans. Put it away. Cocksucker.
All right.
All right, guys, here we go. Happy New Year to everybody.
Yep.
Happy New Year.
Fuck that. Forget Happy New Year. Go fuck yourself. It's already a weekend. Dan at Dan Soda on Twitter. You got an email you wanna give out?
Nope.
You still don't have a website?
I don't have a website.
Really?
Nope.
Wow. At Joe DeRosa Comedy.
At Joe DeRosa Comedy on Twitter, joderosacomedy.com. Dates. When is this going up? Next Monday?
It's going up next Monday.
I'll be at the, this weekend, I'll be at the Jukebox Comedy Club in Peoria, Illinois. So come out and see one of those shows.
Really? And Lewis?
It's at Lewis J. Gomez on Twitter. It's L-U-I-S, Luis J. Gomez. And my website is gomezcomedy.com. And I will be performing at some bar tomorrow night in the city. So if you guys want to come by.
Yeah, make sure you check out Hammer Fisting Podcast at riotcast.com. And I just want to quickly thank for the donations. Don't forget about fucking donations, people. Now that you spent your money on your relatives and the New Year's fucking upon us, get back into your wallets and fucking give it to us. No, I want to thank Robert Bloom. This guy is fucking great. He's been giving us all kinds of fucking nice little donations. And we're putting it back in. We're looking at T-shirts. And,
back into
and,
your pocket.
No, we haven't taken a dime yet. We've actually just put it.
Bobby Kelly asked me for a donation when I came in.
Daryl Hillier, Tim Carpenter, Andrew McCoon, Eugene Jones.
Andrew Jake, McCoon.
J. Kurt Iverson. No, wait, that's the web guy that actually took money out.
Fuck that guy.
Evan Scott, William Roast, Daniel King, Richard Stewart.
Wait, all
Emily
these people
Banfield.
Are
hang on, I'm not done with
donating?
Yeah. Yeah, it's called the fucking popular podcast.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah. Ryan Yabari, Richard Barrett, Angela Rodriguez, Heather Graves, Ian Bridgman. Yeah, that's it. Stephen Garrison and Robert Bloom again. Robert Bloom donated, I don't know what the 67 cents is. They donated a dollar.
Robert Bloom is a big fan. Thank
Robert
you.
Robert Bloom is the shit, man. Really good guy. You guys are all fucking. The other list, too, we were supposed to read. But
how much did they donate?
Thousands. I don't know. No, I'm kidding, dude. they can donate a dollar. They can donate $5. Some of them donate 10. Some of them donate 50. You know, they donate money. We put it back into the podcast. It bought all the mics. We're gonna get T-shirts made. We're going to get all kinds of stuff for the
fans. We just got T-shirts made.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You got fuck that. I don't give a shit.
What?
That's bullshit.
I'm gonna give you one.
Okay, thanks. Okay. I'm in. Yeah.
That sentence will accompany every T-shirt. I'm just gonna give you this.
Anyways, man. This podcast, what should we name this podcast? I think Joe's a cunt.
I mean, that's a pretty direct that's an overview of the episode.
I mean, it couldn't be any more accurate.
it's
are we going for the obvious here?
It's Joe. It's Hammerfist.
I think you should call it Rat Pack Joe.
It should be Luis Gomez and Rat Pack Joe.
Nah,
the cunt.
If you enjoyed the You Know What Dude podcast, go to riotcast.com and check out other podcasts like My Wife Hates Me with Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane.
Ooh.
Or The Comedy Cellar.
Yeah.
Jim Florentine's comedy with, Metal Midgets.
With yeah, dude.
With Joe Doesn't Work.
The Glory Hole with Robert Kelly and the Bird with AIDS.
Robert Kelly, no, don't read the fucking podcast itself. Just okay. The title,
you
right. Fucking monster, go. Fucking
Jim Florentine.
He's just a dumb giant that you give orders to. You have to give
shut
him
up.
Exact orders or he fucks it up.
Yeah, he's like an
shut
elephant.
Up.
Pick up that log.
Not that log, that log, stupid.
go ahead.
Jim Florentine's comedy Metal Midgets.
Yeah.
The Glory Hole. Why You Suck in Bed.
We know why you suck in bed, because your dick doesn't match your voice.
I'm like, oh, come on, just act like it. Mad Scientist Party Hour.
Yeah.
The Jersey Jerk Show.
Ooh, we get it. They're from Jersey.
And the Hammer Fisting MMA Podcast.
Hammer Fisting with Luis Gomez, who's right here.
Yeah.
So we really can't talk shit about it.
I will.
Go ahead. Go ahead,
yeah,
Joe.
I won't. Listen to it.
Yeah, listen
For
to it.
For God's sakes, please, somebody.
Yeah.
Listen to it.
The only place you need to go for your podcast, riotcast.com.